Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And yes, I'm still fired up, and I've got a co-host that's going to join me, and she's fired up too. You know, America, it's time to get serious. It really is. In fact, it's past time to get serious. I've got a prayer here and a monologue, and then we're going to get to it. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, you call us to pray. Not just here, but in each of our lives personally. We pray, Father, for forgiveness. And we praise you for your greatness. And Father, we pray to you for your protection. I pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. And those that are around him. Those who have worked for him in his company and in his administration. Father, they are under attack. Please place your hedge of protection around them and all those who are trying to do the same. I pray, Father, for the American Christians, your children, for the patriots of this country, that they will stand up for what is righteous and they will rise up and take action. I beg you to bind the enemy, Abba Father. Remove those actors who are attacking. May we, your children, know truth, see justice. May we seek justice and see it soon. For such a time as this, your children pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't give up, America. It isn't our way. We must fight back, and we must fight back now, immediately. The American system isn't broken. It's been stolen, hijacked. There was an insurrection, and it was them, not us. Let's get the pronouns right. The great government experiment, it didn't fail. We failed it. We failed by not being vigilant. In fact, we were downright apathetic, spoiled, distracted by design, and now we are fearful. Tyranny. What happened? The deep state is all around them. And it is all of them. It is all around us, and it is all of them. How many thousands, maybe millions, that could be an exaggeration, of them are there? The deep state is the shadow government. The bureaucracy established and appointed or approved by Congress. They are shysters, nearly each and every one of them. We are and never were in this together, but they are. Whether it's a NGO or the GO's alphabet bureaucrats, we're in a heap of trouble, America. But we're not outnumbered. They need us and they know it. What happened at Mar-a-Lago, the attack on President Donald Trump and his family and his home and his company, is unwarranted. It is third world country dictator behavior. We cannot wait for November. Don't give up, America. It isn't our way. Representative Thomas Massey says the Biden administration has crossed a line. We can't wait two more years to correct it after the 2022 election. Congress must use the power of the purse to rein in the DOJ and the FBI. Any Republican who tells you that's not possible is too addicted to big government to fix it. Well, I agree with him. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We cannot wait for the 2022 election. We can't give up on what happened in the 2020 election. We can't put it behind us. We know that. We know it was stolen. And the true illegitimate president is Joe Biden. and his shadow government. This attack, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, cannot wait until November, till the November election this year, for us to respond. You, we, Americans, better get serious about saving our country, rescuing it from the devil himself. The talking heads are telling us November will be the answer to all of this. Republicans will start taking action, investigations, special counsels, committees, etc., etc., etc. Bullhockey. Their jabberwocky is killing this nation, your freedom, your liberty, and all the while making them filthy wealthy. So, Beth Ann, what can we do? Well, stop playing their game. Stop playing by their rules. They're your rules, not theirs. Let your pronouns breathe, America, and let them live. Start writing letters, sending them, petitioning. What if a nation's people, the real Americans, sent a petition of 1 million names? Do you think they would react? Put an end to the charades. Maybe 500,000 names. We can do it, but not by just saying it. Your one phone call is indispensable as well. We the people are putting all of you on notice. Just make that phone call. We the people are putting all of you, D.C., on notice. What about the county sheriffs? Sorry, Delaware, you're a little out of luck there. That is your fault, not mine. What about your mayors? What about your governors? Go talk to them. Write to them. Vote Republican. Okay, I'm okay with that. But don't let that party convince you that they're going to fix anything. Which Republicans are we to count on? Lizard Cheney? Stab you in the back, Romney? Whichever way the wind blows, Lindsey Graham? Or what about undecided until I vote the Democrat way, Susan Collins? Or the Alaskan Murkowski gone cold on Alaskan oil and Alaskan jobs? And let's not forget Texas' newest wealthy insider trader, Crenshaw. Tell me, which Republican can we the people truly count on not to sell us out again? They are selfish cowards. We've seen what their non-reaction to the raid of the President Donald Trump's home. Now is not the time, America, for us to roll over and give up. This is not the American way. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. It is your right. It is your duty. A duty to your children, your grandchildren, your family, your friends, a duty to your country. You know, years ago, and I'm about to run out of time, I apologize to my host that's coming on with me. Years ago, the advice of the wise ones told women, if you're being attacked and raped, don't fight, you'll only enrage the attackers. Well, that was debunked. Perhaps that was a politician's advice. For now, they say, don't fight, just vote. We won't rape your liberty, your Bill of Rights. We won't strip you of your earnings, and we won't leave you laying there crying and broken. The two-party monopoly in this nation is the insurrection. Don't give up, America. It's time to sucker punch, figuratively speaking. Well, maybe. I'm going to bring on our guest, and it is Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. And I'm sorry, Mindy, I got a little carried away. In fact, I had another page. How are you doing?
It was awesome. I'm doing just great. You covered a lot of ground and very important points. I'm ready to jump in.
I know, and I've got a story here about some of the NGOs. We always
awesome.
Love them, don't we?
And
you know, we are being raped. America, sweet America, is under attack and has been for years.
Yep.
I hear the music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, America, but don't give up. It is not the American way. We fight. Come on, John Waynes, stand up and fight. And what's the other lady's name? We'll come back. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Elmer Heinrich. My company sells a nutritional product called Immuno-150. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go to the website immuno150.com or call our toll-free number. Now, we sell to thousands of consumers, and our reorder rate is above 94%. Now, many people ask us how we can sell a month's supply of Immuno-150 for less than $50 when most of our competition is $70 to $80 a month. It's simple. We don't pay celebrities or testimonial people to say something good about the product. Immuno-150 stands on its own with 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients. It doesn't need any help, and it has more than color, taste, and smell. I am 88 years old, and my wife is 79, both with no dementia, arthritis, or allergies, and no aches or pains of any kind, nothing, all because of Immuno-150. Now, check the number of minerals in the product you take. Don't be surprised if you don't find more than 12. Order Immuno-150 to see what 70 minerals can do for you. Call our toll-free number, 888-316-2224.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and our guest, our co-host today, is Mindy Patterson. You're going to have to do a monologue and take the second, set.
No, that was awesome. Yeah,
I'm just fired up. I tell you what, they're lucky I'm not one of the ones in charge. They're just lucky I'm not, because
I know
they would have a demise, you know. And they're setting it up. You know, they're setting it up, Mindy. You know,
well, communism platform of the means to an end. They'll do whatever it takes to lie, cheat, steal, and they gather their like-minded to make it seem like, I don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing to see here. We haven't broken any laws. What do you mean? That's what corruption is all about. But that's a communist platform right there. And as I was telling you yesterday, you know, this whole situation with President Trump has just been alarming. Mm. Because you and I have been warning Americans that this day was coming. You know, Cavalry Group members have been victims of unlawful search and seizure for many years. And it's sort of been the litmus test for the left, I believe. And, you know, historically, the rule of law provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty, but that's been flipped on its head. Now we have to prove our innocence because we're guilty first, and we're forced to spend a lot of money to defend ourselves. That's what they're going to do with the whole IRS thing. They're going to force people to defend themselves. You're guilty until, you know, you prove your innocence. And that's not the American way. And We're supposed to have that opportunity to be proven innocent in a court of law based upon facts and evidence, not emotion, conjecture, political agendas. And unfortunately, today, this is where our country is. I mean, you know, I know they've been tossing the phrase banana republic around, and that is definitely an accurate description. But at the same time, gosh, you know, I mean, I've been coming onto your show now for over 10 years, Beth Ann, and
yes.
You and I have been warning Americans of this. And, you know, you brought up earlier in your monologue about the county sheriff. And that's the whole reason Sheriff Richard Mack, has organized Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, because there are bad sheriffs out there. They're part of the problem. They're part of the corruption. And unfortunately, if you live in a blue state, you have an increased chance of the corruption impacting you personally, because that's where they go first. The corruption breeds in blue states like California and
Rhode Island. California was free. I mean, that's what mm-hmm. Gavin Newsom's been telling us as he's running for president in mm-hmm. his own little mind.
Right. I get very concerned about there are some very important campaigns happening all over the country right now, and I do think that this midterm election is important, but you make a very good point, too, that we can't wait until then. That's, you know, over 90 days away, it's about 90 days away, and we just can't afford to. It's always going to be the next election and the next one after that.
The next one. Yeah.
Right. And the problem is, as we've said many times before to your audience, that, you know, it takes us, we the people, to defend the Constitution, to defend our American way of life. But these people are, everything's rigged. Did I tell you? Oh my gosh. I've been to Washington, D.C. in the last month. I don't think
I've
been
on
your show.
But I hadn't heard anything back.
Since I was there. Okay. Well, this fits into this conversation about transparency in government and lack thereof. But I have spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C., as you know, and I am registered to lobby for our members at the federal level. And so I went to D.C. three, four weeks ago, and spent a full week on a couple issues that would negatively impact our members. Fortunately, there was success in the Lacey Act amendment being dropped from another bill. Anyway, the reason I share all that with you is because while in D.C., the rules have changed, because I thought it was because of COVID. You know, going to Washington, D.C. in person has not been commonplace for a couple years now because of all the COVID policies. And I had heard that most lobbyists were, you know, telecommuting and only going in for certain meetings, and the House and Senate office buildings were shut down. But I've heard this year that things have been opening back up, so I had to make this trip, and I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but nobody prepared me. None of my colleagues in D.C., my friends who have been there and work in government, in the legislative offices on the Hill, no one prepared me for what happened, and that is this. Because of the January 6th baloney, they have upped security to the point that they do not let any citizen just walk into a Senate or House office building. If you have an appointment, you have to prove you have an appointment, and then they have to bring somebody downstairs to let you in from that office in which you have an appointment. And if you don't have more appointments that are approved for you to go visit, then you have to exit the building. And I was met with this new protocol. First day I had meetings, and it was absolutely insane. And in trying to call some of the offices to confirm my appointments or make sure that security knew that they had to send somebody downstairs to let me in, they have recordings on the receptionist desk. No one answers the phone. And I say no one because I called probably 7-8 offices the first morning there to make sure that I had a preemptive you know, appointment to have somebody come let me in because I didn't want to waste time sitting downstairs to get inside. And I just couldn't believe that this is happening. Those are our buildings.
People's
those are
house.
The citizens' buildings. They're basically restricting access to our representatives.
It's the temple of democracy, Mindy.
Oh, it was, I felt like I needed to go buy a pair of hip waders because there was so much crap that I had to go through to get into just every single appointment. And it was a waste of time. It was pathetic. But this is what they're doing. Is that really the most important use of our time? Really? I just couldn't believe it. So, needless to say, my appointments, number of appointments shrunk from quite a hefty day to just a handful of appointments every day because of that falderol to just get into the building. And it's all meant to waste our time because, you know what? You made a really good point. They're going to do whatever they want to do anyway. They don't really listen to the people. I mean, we've sent out the huge petitions. We've sent out the email campaigns. We get back boilerplate letters written by some 23-year-old graduate, newly indoctrinated college student who's working as a legislative aide. Their boilerplate response, sending out about all these important campaigns that we care about, but they really don't. They have tunnel vision. We need term limits. I never used to support term limits, but I sure do now.
We
the
do
problem
now.
Is
yeah.
Nobody in Congress is going to vote for their own limitation.
Right.
So we're in a really bad place. And what happened to President Trump has happened to people.
To lots of Americans. In fact, I have a story here, and I don't know. Do you get The Range magazine?
Oh, definitely, yes.
So this is one from this summer, and my husband was reading it for me. He was helping me. And it's the prevention perpetration of cruelty. And it's the man's story. Marjorie Hahn wrote the article. And it's the man's story. He raises to keep the, not for for use, but he raises the gamecocks. That, they're bred for fighting, but he doesn't fight them. He's trying to keep the breed alive.
Right.
And
a lot of those breeds are very historical.
Oh, they're beautiful. Beautiful.
Heritage breed.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, we know a gamecock. He's called the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter. But anyway, this guy was attacked and he's trying now to expose the truth about the ASPCA. And I don't know if you knew him or not. Apparently, he probably was not a member of the cavalry group, and he should have been. But this stuff is happening all over this country, America. Yeah. You need to understand. Yeah. They threw this man in jail, and then they killed his chickens.
Yeah.
They killed him. They destroyed the eggs. Now, you tell me that that's an organization for the animals.
Well, they profiled, I think I know who you're talking about, out of New York.
Yes.
They
Corona.
Profile people. If you own a certain kind of animal, they just assume that you are engaged in something illegal.
Well, he actually had somebody care for his while he was gone. Oh, we're going to run into this break. We'll talk about this when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Wake up, America, and stand up.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. My understanding, I didn't get a chance to read this morning, but my understanding was he made a mistake by letting somebody else take care of his chickens, his roosters, for just a very short time. That person was into the game fighting, and so it was assumed that he was too, and they came after him, and they have destroyed chickens. And it's just a shame. And they also arrested him. He had to pay fines. And he's now trying to expose the ASPCA for what they truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart just goes out to this man. Just a beautiful farm.
They did the
farm.
Same thing to Keith Wilson.
Yes, they did.
And how many others?
You know, who was the young woman? I don't know that she was young, but everybody's young to me. With the rabbits. And
oh,
the
yeah,
one
the
with
heights.
the
remember the Dollar Heights out of Missouri? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. That started all of this mess under Obama. That was back in 2011 or 2012, and that was when Tom Vilsack, who's our current Secretary of Agriculture, way back when in 2011, 2012, Obama appointed Tom Vilsack, and Tom Vilsack appointed Sarah Conant to be in charge of inspections at USDA, and she came from HSUS.
Yeah.
It's a total conflict of interest to have an animal rights, active animal rights ideological person in charge of regulatory oversight at USDA. It's like a no-brainer. But that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with that at U.S. Fish and Wildlife. We're dealing with that at other associations that get totally hijacked, and then people don't pay attention, and they're pushing. It's really a microcosm of what is happening in our country as a whole. The infiltration of communism into an association or organization, an NGO, that then twists the narrative, and the next thing you know, you're funding your demise. And that's what a lot of these associations have turned into. It adds insult to injury.
Well, you know, there was also a woman that had the raccoons. Wasn't it raccoons that she had? She raised raccoons?
Yeah.
They went after her. Everybody. Yep. And they've labeled puppy mills, which don't really exist. They just did that. And they just keep coming. I wrote an article about, I think I did a monologue. I didn't write the article. They just keep coming, Mindy. Just like they won't stop at Donald Trump, and they're not going to stop at you. Now, Donald Trump said one time, they hate you, but I'm standing in the way.
Right.
And I believe that is true. I believe it has been true since the day he came down that escalator.
I agree. Well, a lot of Americans are falling for some of the deceptive ploys that are happening. I mean, and they have to really pay attention to what they know is true. And we know that what they did to Donald Trump is not lawful. And but they're doing that to intimidate Americans. They're doing that to instill fear.
Yeah.
Donald Trump isn't afraid.
Don't you dare stand up for this man or vote for him again. Don't you dare say the 2020 election was fraudulent. Don't you dare say climate change doesn't exist. Don't you dare say anything about the borders open or the incompetency or the viciousness, we should say, of this administration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday I had Daniel Turner on. He was pretty fired up too, Mindy. And I read the Fourth Amendment about seizures, secure persons and their papers and their effects, and against unreasonable searches and seizures. So they're telling us now that they went in without anybody watching them. Now, watching you is for your benefit as well as the guy you're searching, because then you can't be accused of putting something there. I think that's what they're up to. I think they're up to putting something there.
Yeah.
And the American people had better beware. But they tell us that this Fourth Amendment, it's not like that anymore. Well, why isn't it like that anymore? Why aren't we being protected by this Fourth Amendment? Because legislators or bureaucracies have decided, well, we can search you, and we can lie, and we can trick you. We can set you up, and that's okay. And that's what the FBI is doing.
Well, that is taking away from what I consider to be our founders' intent.
Absolutely.
You know, you can interpret the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I mean, heck, somebody can interpret the Bible however they want. But unless they understand
the intent
and the premise behind our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then, you know, they set it up the way they did for a reason. This is the government our founders warned us about. We are living it now. This is tyranny.
It is tyranny.
And I believe that Obama is one of the main puppeteers behind.
I believe he's in charge. I do.
All of it. Yep. And he had everything in place the day he left office back in 2016, 2017. He left office and had Organizing for Action, a nonprofit organization that resides in Washington, D.C. Its headquarters is in the World Wildlife Federation, by the way, which is an extreme animal rights, environmental extremist organization that is also very deceptive. And they raise a lot, millions of dollars for betraying Americans and actually across the globe. But that's where Obama's office is for his organization. And he's got at least 200 offices all over the country. They've been organizing protests, and I don't even know if you'd call them protests, you know, burning down businesses and, you know, creating disruptions and all of these things. That's what a community organizer does. He's got his fingerprints on all of this stuff. And it's just to always be throwing us on our heels, pushing us back into defense mode. And, you know, in your monologue, you brought up a really good point, because Americans need to act, but most Americans don't know what to do. They need an action plan. They need to be told, okay, just you tell me what to do and we'll go do it. That's why we set up all of our campaigns the way they do. But people need to be on their own script now and call their own representatives at the local, state, and federal levels and express their concern and outright disgust with what is happening with our federal government right now.
I would say even if you've got a bad guy, contact your county sheriffs.
Absolutely.
And yep. I would say your representatives, and I would say your governors. You've got to start right there.
Yep.
These people are to protect you. That's what they're there for. The feds have no authority but what we gave to them.
That's right.
And the Federal Bureau of Investigation needs to be shut down. The BLM needs to be shut down. The USDA needs to be shut down. The
Agreed.
EPA needs to be shut down. We need
Department of Education.
Can you imagine what this world would be like, America, if we didn't have all that bureaucracy?
We'd be free.
We'd be free. I have in my hand, Rudy gave this to me earlier this morning, and this was written yesterday, to the Honorable Governor Parson by Brian H. Seitz. He is a representative of the district number 156 here in the state of Missouri. And he wrote him, I'm not going to read it to you, but he wrote him about what happened. In his final, he says, "It is my hope that through this condemnation, you would assure all American citizens that they are safe in their homes and in their state of Missouri from federal government overreach." You need to write your governors, write your representatives, and tell them, get to the governor. You know, we're just out of luck with these senators in D.C. because they're their own people. They don't call, they don't answer to their states anymore. And that's why we see them going amok. That was the biggest mistake we ever made, that 17th Amendment.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Representative Seitz is a good man. I am well familiar with who he is. His son actually lives here in Oklahoma and works in the legislature.
Wow.
So,
boots
great
on the ground.
Family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Join the Cavalry Group. Help her fight. We have got to stand up and bring America home.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Don't miss Abby Johnson as she delivers a message of life in Springfield, Missouri for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event on Friday, August 26th at the White River Conference Center in Springfield, Missouri. Abby is the author of the national best-selling book and movie adaptation, Unplanned, which tells the story of her powerful conversion from abortion clinic director to an outspoken pro-life advocate. Abby believes in the work of Vitae Foundation as they utilize digital marketing strategies to connect abortion-determined women with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Reserve your seat today by going to adsforlife.org. Again, that's Abby Johnson on August 26th in Springfield, Missouri. Before this event sells out, register today at adsforlife.org. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. There's another article in this Range magazine, A Case of Purple Slobbers. It's Buckaroo Stew. It's written by Hank Vogler. I've had him on before. I always call him Cowboy Hank. This is something right in the middle of the page that I thought was very pertinent to what we're going through. If it's not your ox being gored, it's hard to empathize. The hope is that the alligator will eat you last. We've heard this before. America, Mar-a-Lago's raid was your home being raided. You need to understand, your ox is the one in the ditch. Your ox is the one getting gored. It is us, America, who believes in the Bill of Rights, who believes in the Constitution, who stand on that Declaration of Independence. We're the ones being raided, and they're coming after all of us. Now, I know that sounds dark. But Mindy, one way or another, look what they've done with the IRS again. One way or another, they're coming after us.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, the presumption of innocence is under attack, but we all know that this all boils down to protection of private property.
Absolutely.
And it's direct linked to freedom and liberty. They are really pushing the envelope, and they're purposefully shredding and dismantling our Constitution, because, you know, quips and comments like, oh, well, you know, the founders' intent was in a different era. They didn't understand what we would be up against. Oh, yes, they did.
They absolutely did.
They absolutely did. And that Fourth and Fifth Amendment that they wrote, to protect. They were worried that it didn't go far enough.
Absolutely.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I mean, they were concerned because they knew that if we lost that cornerstone of our Constitution and our founding of ownership of private property, that our country would collapse. Here we are. We're on the precipice. If, you know, I mean, we haven't collapsed, but all the ingredients are building pretty quickly.
You know,
I mean,
it wasn't that long ago. I know you remember when they were going to have a fat tax. They were going to tax you a little bit more if you're eating a Big Mac or something else. And, of course, we know the guy in New York, he was taxing everybody over these drinks. You know, you couldn't have X amount of ounces in your cup. And we've been warning them, you and I, and Derry Brownfield did too, that PETA and HSUS and the ASPCA, they don't want you to have an animal. They don't want you to eat meat. And now we've got Bill Gates telling us to eat this test, this, what do you call it, test food in the Petri dish. Well, you eat it. You go ahead and eat your Petri dish meat. I'm going to have me a steak. Or a
pork chop. It Franken meat because it,
it's
created out of a Petri dish.
Yeah.
And
it sounds
while
so healthy.
They claim that it's perfectly safe and, you know, whatever, I'm not getting near that stuff, and they're really, what they're doing is they're altering Americans' views about rural America through all of the promotion of fake meat, because they're vilifying cattle ranchers, they're vilifying farmers, they're vilifying all the people who feed 330 million people plus, and, you know, it is really, people better do the math pretty quick, because we cannot tolerate this much longer. I mean, a lot of this year alone has brought a lot of hardships for cattle ranchers and farmers, as you know, due to drought and hay prices being through the roof, fuel prices, scarcity of hay. We are not out of the woods. This all works together. They're trying to weaken us and make us feel vulnerable. We have to stand firm. We have to rely on our fellow Americans. Do not give any more power to the government. We don't. We sure as heck don't want that, but that's what they want.
It's time to start taking it away.
Got to take it away.
You know,
they have grown too powerful.
I want Donald Trump to be president again, because in this next term, it's Katie bar the door. He can do whatever. And I don't know if you've read anything about the Schedule F. I can send it to you. But it's amazing what he was going to do. And then the judge that put a stop to it, she's a Supreme Court justice now. She's been rewarded. If she's a she, I don't know for sure, because she didn't know how to define a woman. But all these things we were talking about, and I've been on the air 12, going on 13 years now. And you started when I did, just about.
Yep.
We've been telling people this is what's coming, and now they're bold and brazen and they're in your face telling you, you shouldn't eat that meat. Eat this test tube meat.
Oh, yeah.
The climate change is going to kill us all. No, it's not. And the cow's gas is not hurting anything. I don't want to stand behind them, but it's not hurting anything.
Well, people need to rise up to the 40,000 foot view and realize that here in the United States, we have so many regulations. We've regulated so many businesses out of our own country, and that's why we're in the pickle we're in, one of the many reasons. But, you know, when it comes to farming and ranching and our food producers, they are regulated out the wazoo. And what we're doing is shutting down our domestic food producers here, and which will force us to, you know, shop more locally. But if that's not available, and it's not for everybody, so, you know, that's why commercial producers are so important, because they could be family farmers that contribute to that greater picture, and they're all being shut down and their property being usurped. But the reason this is so important is we will end up being beholden to foreign countries for our food, like we are energy sources. After being energy independent for 5 minutes when Trump was still in office,
it was a
huge accomplishment. We were no longer beholden to our enemies for energy. It was the way it's supposed to be. And Biden comes in, first thing he does is yank that plug out of the wall, literally, and now we are beholden to our enemies again. And that's going to happen with food if we're not careful. It's going to happen.
We're not just beholden to them. We're being held captive.
Yeah, we're being held captive. But I have to add the caveat to this. The thing that's ironic in all of it is that here they want more regulations here in the U.S. They want to just keep tightening the noose. The cow farts are destroying the planet. The dog
yes,
breeders need to go. Blah, blah, blah. All of it is, they're vilifying all of it while other countries, they have zero regulations. Mexico, China, Japan, Europe, India, there's just literally very few regulatory reforms that have taken place that they just can do whatever. They're dumping into our oceans.
But
there's so much focus on the United States. Why? Because they hate us and they want us to disappear. They want us to be a third world country.
That's exactly. They want us to no longer have power. I hear the music. Yeah. We're about out of time. Mindy, it goes so fast.
Always with you. Thank you for having me.
We need to have you on again. Mindy Patterson, thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com, and also newterritorymedia.com. Get on there, folks. Help Mindy help you. But don't stop there. Organize something. Call your county sheriffs. Take them out for coffee. You need to do whatever you can. Don't give up, America. It isn't our way. Our way is to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.